Did you ever think about that? Jesus touched the unclean, the woman that was bleeding, the leprous, the maimed, and the blind. He broke every religious rule to elevate the individual that was around him. He touched the dead. In the opinion of the religious, he died between two criminals. And after his resurrection, the first two people to whom he appeared were women, for heaven's sake. People who were property in that day. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus was radical. Amen? Jesus lifted up the individual in spite of and in the face of religious rules. Amen? Jesus was radical in elevating people. Jesus was radical in making relationships. Jesus was radical in the way that he came to us. And I just skipped by it. Jesus, he saves. Think about that. That name means he saves. Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, I struggle not in believing in God, but I struggle in a God that believes in me. Amen. Isn't that liberating to know that God believes in you and me? Not just knows us. That's cool too. But God believes in us. Can you even fathom the power and freedom that gives us as children of God? I tell you that every week, and I'm going to keep saying it till I'm blue in the face, or until you believe it. Do you understand the powerful things in Jesus' name you can do 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if you just believed in yourself? Do you truly understand that? You see, Jesus wasn't into controlling people's behavior. Jesus doesn't try to control our behavior. He loves us into change. Jesus understood that people aren't changed through control. People are changed through love. And do you know what is absolutely amazing about this love? You don't have to qualify for this love. Do you hear that? You don't have to qualify for this love. You don't have to get your act together for this love. Some of you, you see, have been waiting around thinking, man, I have got to get my act together before I can go to church. Well, praise God you're here. Most of us who are here don't have our act together yet. We're still working on it. You see, I believe church is a lot like AA. You know, in AA, you admit you're an alcoholic. And you're working to not drink. Well, in church, we admit that we're sinners. And we're just trying our best not to sin. You hear what I'm saying? We're not saying we're not sinners. We're admitting that we're sinners. Why people call us hypocritical, I'll never know. I come to church every day and it reminds me that I'm a sinner. In need of God's grace and God's love. Well, this time of year, we need to see in a radical way God's priority in relationships and God's priority of His love for you and me when we realize that God comes to your house because you don't feel good enough to come to His. And once we experience God's overwhelming love, He says to us, Eric, do you see that woman? Kevin, do you see that man? What do you think? Willie, will you work today, this week, to actually see the people that are around you? How about the rest of you? Jesus says, do you see this person, this human being? In this time of Advent and Christmas, allow yourselves to experience the love that God has for you through Jesus Christ. Realize that you don't have to change before you come. God loves you before you even considered it, before you even knew it. And once you've experienced God's wondrous love He has for you, remember to see others the way God saw you and sees you. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We give you praise, Lord, for your love, a love that knew us and accepts us before we even considered coming to you. We thank you, God, and we ask for your powerful blessing in this Christmas season. to be upon each family represented here, Lord. May they feel your presence in tangible ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you come to the Christmas Eve service tomorrow night. The sermon will be the greatest gift of all. And it's at 6:30. Hopefully we'll squeeze it in before, after your meal and before your Christmas Eve traditions. So it'll be a candlelight communion service. Would you please stand with me as we sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 251. And let's sing it loud and proud, all right?